Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mama of Many and 2020 Thrive, day four. And wow, what does the Lord have in store as we press into Him today and hear all that heaven would say to us? I don't believe it is by chance that you're tuning in right now. I sense that the Lord has put this urgency in me for this very hour that we get to partner with heaven on the earth. The Lord has gone before us into this year. He knows all that is in store for us, and He is setting us up for a win. The Lord has been pouring into us. Just yesterday, we were speaking and looking at how we go with a change of clothes. Not just that, but that the Lord has a whole new wardrobe set before us for this year. Every situation, He has in His heart already made provision for us to be prepared. We just need to keep drawing from His heart. We need to just keep drawing from His love, from His goodness, from His provision. There is no lack. And what's more, as we're going to be looking at today, I sense the Lord would say, we need to make sure that we are not wearing, we take off all of our grave clothes. Let's not have anything in our lives that pertains to death, because we are those who are called to thrive, not just survive, not to strive. We can't have any partnership with any areas that pertain to death. God is speaking to dead dreams, that which has laid dormant in your life, to arise and to live again, to stand before Him. It is time. The Lord has been preparing His bride. He is getting you ready. And in those dark, hidden places, just like Lazarus, he was in the tomb for 4 days. Hey, we're going live with this message on day four of 2020 Thrive. But the Lord had much more for Lazarus in store. And although others said, oh, it's too late, he stinketh, they said. Maybe it looks like for you that miracle, maybe it's a health situation, financial, relational, it's just gone too far. It's too late. Well, I'm coming with the word of the Lord today to say, the Lord, there is a time when it's wait. And then there's a time when the Lord will no longer hesitate. And He says to you today, as He stood before the tomb of Lazarus, come forth. And I want to just look at today, in this era that we are living in of the reset, I believe increasingly we're going to be seeing that reset within nations, within governments, within His church for sure. The Lord is, well, I heard the voice of Jesus some time ago now speak to me and say, I'm taking my church back. The church will no longer minister from a platform, but the word of the Lord will go forth from the altar, and the altar will then become the platform where Jesus will be glorified from, where Jesus alone will show up and show off. We will see healings, miracles, great works and wonders displayed in His church, which is going to shine bright upon the earth at this time. We are not, as His church, called to perform, but we are called to go against the norm and to transform society, to bring transformational change to this world at this time. Because in this season, the Lord would say to each and every one of us today that He wants us to find rest in the reset. That word reset, I saw within it when the Lord spoke this to me, the word rest. We can either strive, struggle, kick against all that the Lord is doing as He's resetting our lives also. We need to be reset on Him. Our eyes, our focus, our priority, seek first the King and His kingdom and His righteousness, and all else will be added to us. In this divine reset, it's all eyes on the prize. It's Jesus first all the way. And the Lord would say today that he is dismantling old regimes. There's a new mantle for us to wear and a new season, a reset for us to enter into. Forgetting those things which are behind, but we are reaching forward. We are pressing in to all that the Lord has before us. And in this season of light, the Lord is uncovering. There is a divine revealing and unveiling those works of darkness. There will be an exposure to. And the Lord is setting his children up for an absolute win. For the Lord would say it's going to be recompense on your enemy and reward to those who have stood faithfully. In those very dark seasons of your life, even over recent years, when you have stood faithful and true to the Lord and all he would have you to do, and you've stood on his word, the Lord is bringing great reward to you. For those who would say, oh, well, I don't know if that's me, thank God for this reset word. This is your time, the Lord would say. This is reset time. This is your time and season to come out of darkness in every way, in every association with darkness, into his marvelous light, and to know and to reveal. The Lord would say that those hidden things, those things concealed, will be revealed. Even those hidden truths and works and wonders within his word. There's divine enlightenment. There's a divine revealing and unconcealing that is coming of good and all of his blessings for the children of the Lord. Exposure increasingly for the world and for those who will wrestle against God's word and what God is saying at this time. But for those who are leaning in, who are surrendering, who are coming to him, you're going to know that revealing, that unconcealing of goodness, blessing, favor. So it's going to be twofold on the earth right now. What side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on the side of enlightenment and blessing and favor and goodness and God's peace upon us? Or are you going to be on the side of exposure and darkness and wrestling against God? But when God comes to our lives, may he not find a wrestling place, but a resting place. That is increasingly my cry. And if we have a look, I want to go through very quickly today, five beautiful truths, keys for us that the Lord has showed me from this story of Lazarus and for us to take a hold of prophetically. We're going to take off our old grave clothes today, and every dead area in our lives, I'm speaking the resurrection life of Christ to today. And I'm saying to those in darkness, to those who are hiding, nowhere to hide in 2025, sin and darkness is being exposed. It can no longer hide. The light of Jesus, the light of God, his justice is shining bright at this time. And there is nowhere also for the children of God, those who have been called. You may have been hiding away, may feel like you've been in a tomb and you've been in that dark place. Oh, but the Lord has been preparing you. When a seed goes into the earth, it goes into darkness. It's planted, but then it produces great fruitfulness as it breaks through. The God of breakthrough is about to break through for you, and you are going to be coming into increasingly the light, the fullness, the boundless supply of all that the Lord has for you. Now, with Lazarus, let's start with the end in mind. And what a prophetic word for us today. He said, didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed? If you believe, the Lord says to you today, you will see my greater glory revealed. This is the era, this is the season of greater grace, greater glory, and greater governance as we rise in his authority. And let us just see, as Jesus is in the world, so are we, the authority that Jesus manifested. This is also the year of manifestation. It's a year of revealing and manifesting the glory, the full weight of God's presence. All the backup of heaven is with you and will be released and revealed through you. Did I not tell you, if you believed, you would see the glory of God revealed and released? Well, get ready. We see that that was what happens with Lazarus. There was Martha and Mary, the two sisters. They were devastated. He'd been in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus had been miles away. And in fact, when he'd heard the news that Lazarus, his friend, had died, instead of coming straight away, there was a delay. He delayed 2 days. And I want to pick up and look at some of what we can draw from this, because firstly today, the Lord wants to say to you, trust all your life story for God's glory. When it looks hopeless, when it looks complete failure, and that there's no rising from the ashes, you have a greater glory that is coming. You have a greater miraculous story that you will be telling in the future from what you're going through. We see in verse 4 of John 11, it says, when Jesus heard about Lazarus' death, he said, Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. When you get God's word, you get his glory, and you can trust him with the beginning, with the middle, and with the end of your story. The bit in the middle may look hopeless and may not look good, but do not despair. The Lord has a miracle that he is birthing right there. Trust him. Hold on. It won't be long. God will show himself strong on your behalf. But secondly, there's no length the Lord will not go to for you, even death. The disciples, his Jesus' friends, began to warn him when he delayed for 2 days. And then he said, let's go to Jerusalem. He said that Lazarus, his friend, was in need of him, was asleep. Now I'm going to pick this up right here, because the Lord, he was even prepared to go to death himself for you. We know ultimately he went to the cross, but the disciples panicked and said, Lord, you can't go to Jerusalem. You can't go there, because they've already said that if you go to Jerusalem, they're going to kill you. Oh, hasn't Netanyahu, Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel, he's had a warrant put out on him for many nations for war crimes. What a joke that is. How the devil hates when God's own, which is Israel right now, is rising and taking ground. They were not the orchestrators of the war that they find themselves in. But let me tell you, they will be the finishers of it. And although the world rages and roars and it looks hopeless sometimes for Israel, you will see increasingly the Lord restore to them, the Lord graciously giving back to them, because it's Israel's time and it is the church's time to rise and shine. And there is no lengths that the Lord will not go to for you. There's no lengths the Lord won't go to for Israel or his church too at this time. We see here that when they tried to discourage him, Jesus said, I must go to Jerusalem. Lazarus, he's asleep. And they were, well, if he's sleeping, you don't need to, he's fine. And then Jesus had to say, look, he's dead. I'm going to wake him up. But what I saw in that is number 3, divine delay. Trust him with the divine delays in your life. And fourthly, don't give the devil your drama. When Jesus delayed for the 2 days and he said he's asleep, he knew that he was about to come and he was about to wake him up and to raise him up. He didn't come with all of the dramatic over that 2 days. In the delay time, the Lord would say, don't give the devil the drama in your delay. The devil is in the drama. Trust the Lord. Praise him. Give him your trust. Give him your positive words. Give outward. Don't be running to others with your complaints. The scriptures tell us in the Psalms, bring your complaints to the Lord. He's the only one who can ultimately help and answer you. Yes, come to friends for prayer, for accountability, for sure. Share your burdens with one another in prayer, but don't bring your complaints. But let's bring our faith, because God is moved by faith. Angels move according to our words, our creative words of faith. And let's bring life and not death to our situations and our circumstances and the people that we come into contact with. So for today, don't give the devil your drama or magnify your situation. Magnify God and glorify him. And watch your words. We see in verse 10, Jesus said here, but at night there is danger of stumbling because you have no light. Then he said, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but now I will go and wake him up. Talk about drama busting right there. He was dead, but Jesus wasn't playing into the drama of it. To him, it was as though he was just asleep and he just needed to wake him up. When you arise in faith, when you have the spirit, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, raised Lazarus from the dead in you, when you go in the power of that authority too, it's going every situation that seems impossible to you, you just need to wake it up. You just need to bring the resurrection life of Christ too. Don't dwell in the drama. Watch your words and watch the Lord bring life out of death, and divine turnarounds and overturnings are yours this year in Jesus' name. And fifthly today, I love this. I sense the Lord saying this year, don't big yourself up. Christine, don't big yourself up. I have got nothing I can ever take any pride in. My boast, may it continually be only in the Lord, and may I walk in humility and dependency on him completely. That's my heart's cry. In verse 11, we see, I'll go and wake him up. He was dead. He wasn't bigging himself up. I'm about to go and watch me, disciples. Watch me, Peter, John. I'm about to go and raise the dead. Get ready for this one. No, he walked in humility. He just walked. This was Jesus, and he continually displayed and released his majesty and his glory. I pray that we will continually walk in humility. We won't be bigging ourselves up, but we are going to be continually then displaying his majesty, his glory. He is the one we must big up. John said, he must increase, I must decrease. And that's how it must be for us this year, that our lives can live in the greater grace to give him the greater glory, and that we will then be able to be trusted with his full authority and then get ready to raise the dead to give great glory to him. Dead areas in your life, I speak to now, come forth and live again. And we see here in this story where Jesus came and he stood before the tomb of Lazarus, and he commanded. It was a command. There's faith manifest right there. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus stepped out of that dark tomb. Resurrection life came upon him. And the Lord says, resurrection life is coming upon you as you now step out of that dark tomb and you come into the light of his life. And you will see and know only his greater grace for it and reveal his greater glory. Out of the darkness, death, grave clothes, into light and resurrection, the Lord would say, redirection life. The Lord is bringing redirection to you this year. Take the grave clothes off was the next command that Jesus came. He came out fully bound. He came out bandaged from head to foot. And the Lord would say, take off the grave clothes around your face and around your head, your mind, that muzzles you. You can't speak if you're muzzled. Take off the grave clothes around your mind, that which is befuddling you. You will no longer be fuzzy. God is bringing clarity to your thinking. And he is bringing divine strategy to you so that you can walk out his purposes and plans increasingly in your life, in your business, your family and all around you. Take the grave clothes off, for your grace clothes have come for you to put upon. Restrictions, the Lord wants you living unrestricted, unmuzzled. Speak up, he's given you vision for provision. You can't see whenever you're covered and whenever you're wearing those grave clothes. That's why Jesus had to say, take them off, see clearly. You can't hear whenever you're wearing those. Lazarus had those grave clothes on. Take them off so you can hear completely. The Lord would say to you this year, see differently continually, see prophetically. Jesus said of all of the things when you would know the last days were upon us. He said, when you see these things coming, he said, see that you may not fear. See that you fear not. So we need to see differently continually. And we need to hear. We need to lean in. And as we hear, we need to obey everything the Lord would have us to do. The Lord wants us, our hands, to be released. So I see through our hands as they are untied, work blessed. Your work is blessed this year, not stressed. You will work from a position of rest, not stress. Your work is blessed. Greater creativity, productivity. You will be unhindered. You will be free to be. Stop always being about doing. And as you see, as you hear, as the Lord sets you free to be all he's called you to be, he will release by the power of his Holy Spirit great works and wonders through you in everything that you put your hands to. And he will bring ease to what isn't naturally easy. The Lord is releasing your feet this year, untying your feet so you can walk on, just like Lazarus. He couldn't walk bound and tied. Untie Lazarus. Lord is untying you, setting you free so you can walk on strong. You can make progress even on your places of attack and suffering. You can make progress in your places of responsibility. Some of you have been like a rabbit in headlights. You need to move forward safely, securely, and that's with eyes to see, ears to hear. That's with seeing differently, continually, and prophetically taking God's word for your life. Trusting him, moving forward with praise. God wants you to move forward onwards and upwards. The Lord would say, put your foot down, claim and reclaim ground. For this is the time of greater grace, greater glory, all for his ultimate story, and greater authority is being poured out upon you at this time as you go free. And we receive together God's word today. Recapping, number one today, the Lord would say to you, trust all your life story for God's glory. Two, there's no lengths the Lord won't go to for you. Three, in the divine delay, trust all the way. Four, don't give the devil your drama this year. Bring your complaints to the Lord. Magnify God and glorify him. Five, don't big yourself up, but let us live in the greater grace to give him the greater glory, all for his ultimate revealing. And as the Lord releases you, you will be used to see many released too. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. Lord, I pray that we will heed your word. Lord, remove all the grave clothes from us. Lord, we take them off right now. We will not wear anything that pertains to death. We speak to every dead area of our lives to rise again anew. Renew today in your resurrection life, in your resurrection power, as we arise and we heed your word, as we see differently continually. Lord, I thank you. You will release your greater glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Till tomorrow, see you then.